You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you know, I live in a Franciscan religious community with four other men in East St. Louis, and we all do different kinds of ministries. So there are five of us in our house. Three of us have been there for a while, but two have just recently joined us. And when two new people come into a household, there is always a little time when it takes to get adjusted. We had a reminder of that a couple of weeks ago at one night about 3 o'clock in the morning. My habit is usually to get up in the middle of the night somewhere and sneak out into the kitchen to get a glass of milk and a couple of cookies. That's why my waistline shows it too, by the way. But anyway, one of the new brothers, who had gotten home late the evening before, set the burglar alarm. Not correctly. There are, as you know about those things, several ways to set it, and he did not set it properly, and so when I got up to get my milk and cookies, I triggered it. Now, I was wide awake, and the other brothers came out of their room in their bathrobes and pajamas and whatnot, babbling incoherently. Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I said, shut up and answer the phone. Because you know how they call you up and want to know if it was a real emergency or not. And it was a real zoo until I got everybody calmed down. I can't really complain too much because when I came here to Immaculate Conception, Father Carl took me on a tour of the church and showed me all the switches for this, including this contraption here. And one of them was how to set the alarm and turn it off. Well, it went in one ear and out the other, and sure enough, about 2 weeks ago, I set it off. I don't know if the police came or not, but goes to show you, we all do the same things. I find it interesting that Jesus used this very same image in today's gospel. He says if the homeowner had known when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake. Well, before they had all these electronic gadgets, we depended on night watchmen and security guards and things like that. But either way, if your alarm doesn't work or your security guard falls asleep, you are in trouble. So Jesus used this image to talk about being prepared for his coming. Now, Jesus, of course, had already come. He was a grown man by this point, so he was talking about his second coming and saying that we don't know the day or the hour, but we should be prepared for his coming. And so on the first Sunday of Advent, it's important to realize that we're talking about two comings of Christ. The one that happened 2,000 years ago that we're going to celebrate on Christmas. That's over and done with. But we also are looking forward to the final coming of Christ. And the church kind of mushes them together oftentimes. And we talk about being prepared for the coming of our Savior Jesus. And just as people weren't exactly prepared 2,000 years ago, Jesus predicts that a lot of people are not going to be prepared when he comes the second time. And so we have this wonderful season of Advent that we begin today to get ourselves prepared to celebrate the coming of Christ. And the message is very, very simple. Stay awake. Don't fall asleep. Be prepared. Reminds me when I joined the Boy Scouts, I think they told me that was our motto. Be prepared. And my career as a scout was not exactly illustrious, by the way. This message, we're always trying to internalize, but it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to fall into complacency and think, well, here we are on this earth. We've got a good thing going here. It's going to last forever. And Jesus is saying, it is not. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, says exactly the same thing. He tells his audience, now is the time to be awake, not to fall asleep. And in Isaiah the prophet, our first reading, we get this wonderful image of what the kingdom of God will be like one day. Isaiah says that famous line, they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In other words, the instruments of killing and destruction are going to be turned into agricultural instruments. He says they will not train for war again. And here we are, that was 1,000 years before Bethlehem, and here we are 2,000 years after Bethlehem. And just look at your news any way you want to slice it. We are constantly at war. We are at war so much that most people in our world have come to accept war and violence as normal, as par for the course. And we, that little nucleus of people who cling to hope and faith, are here to reinforce our belief that when God's kingdom is fully revealed, there will truly be peace both on earth and in heaven. So our job here today is to make sure we do a good job of preparing to celebrate the coming of Christ as we celebrate Christmas, just 3.5 weeks from now. Now, we all know that Christmas preparation in our culture, at least the commercial end of it, starts about on the 4th of July, I think. They don't even wait for Black Friday anymore. Nobody does. And by the way, I hope you didn't get pulled into that consumerism, that materialistic spirit that they call the Christmas spirit. I always want to say exactly what it is, and we need to be clear about this. The way we have changed Christmas into a feast of fools and people who are into materialistic things is nothing short than an obscenity. As simple as that. So many people wear themselves out at this time of the year and haven't the foggiest idea what we are celebrating, either in the past or what is to come. And so we shop till we drop. We decorate many months before you're supposed to. And all of those things. And so we can't get away from preparing for Christmas, but I think we can do a little bit better job of it. And I certainly don't want to stand up here and have somebody say that I was a Scrooge about Christmas. But you got to get Advent right. If you don't prepare by waiting and longing for the coming of Christ and make some space for Christ in your life, then when Christ comes, whether it's in sacraments or word or any other medium, you're going to be like the people in the time of Noah, eating and drinking and carrying on, and won't even notice that something happened. Just like when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, except for some shepherds and magi, it went right past most people because they were not prepared. Because they had not prepared their hearts even to acknowledge that they needed a Savior. So how in the world would they recognize one when he came at last? So we got to make sure we engineer this Advent season right. It's only 3.5 weeks. You got to start today or you're going to mess it up. Now in the spring when we get to Lent, it starts on Ash Wednesday, You can maybe get a little late start because it's 7-8 weeks long. But Advent, you can't fool around with. It's too short. We need to start right now, today, to prepare our hearts to celebrate the coming of Christ. It means being quiet. That means finding the off button on all those electronic gizmos that you carry around all over the place. Quiet. Let God speak. Sometimes we think prayer is making noise. Prayer is essentially being quiet so that God can speak to us. To learn how to wait patiently. Some years ago, I read a study that said that if you live in our culture, you can expect that about 10% of your life is spent waiting. Traffic jams, doctor's offices, checkout lines, add it all up. If you live to be 80 years old in our society, you will have spent a total of 8 years waiting. Think about that. What a horrible waste of time. And did you ever notice? Look around waiting rooms next time you get stuck in one. Did you ever notice how bad people are at waiting? Most people just sit there with a blank look on their face. They don't even have enough sense to bring a crossword puzzle with them or a book or something. Or they're watching daytime TV, which is nothing more than chewing gum for your eyes. For heaven's sake, do you have a Bible? They got these little books and things we pass out in church for Advent. If you do nothing else during Advent, read a chapter of the prophet Isaiah each day during these 3.5 weeks, and then be quiet and pray and let God speak to you through those verses. Do something for Advent instead of churning the wheels and shopping and cooking and baking and whatnot. Put some quiet time together. And if you have become addicted to any form of sinful behavior, get yourself to the sacrament of reconciliation, hear the words of God's forgiveness, and get on with your spiritual life. This is the start of a church year. This is a new beginning. How can we expect a little child like this baby who is about to be baptized to learn the life of faith if we don't model it well? So here we are. New Year's are for resolutions. That is today for us as Christians. We've lighted the first candle of our wreath. You might say we've armed our burglar alarm system. The signals are there. It's working fine. All we have to do is put ourselves in God's presence and ask that God will bless this holy season of waiting and preparation. Let us ask God to bless us and bless the entire church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.